The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Hour number two. If you are a regular listener, you know each hour we do this thing we call Impact, which is 20 plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. Later this hour, there's a reoccurring story about a doctor in Texas that says we don't need a vaccine. He's already discovered the cure for what we have at the forefront called the coronavirus. We'll cover that story in the latter part of this hour. But I want to share some thoughts about something that happened over the weekend with me, and I'll start this segment by asking you a question. Do you engage in debate on social media? Whether you have a page, a Facebook page, and you post something, and somebody has a disagreement, do you get in the back and forth, or do you see other posts, maybe by someone else, by which you jump in the pool and you kind of get after it a little bit? Over the weekend on my ministry page, I have an Instagram page for Kingdom Men's Gathering, KMG Ministries. Something occurred that's never happened before. And I want to share a few thoughts. If you have anything that you want to share on air, you can call. But let me clarify a little bit about what occurred. So Friday, I made mention of the Giants pitcher, Sam Coonrod, who stood during the, depending on what media outlet you go to as a source, it was about the Black Lives Matter movement, or it's about something else. I mean, Sports Illustrated ran a story that was completely different from other stories that I read, even to the point where they said he was the only one standing. And then I saw another story where evidently there were some other players standing as well, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the bottom line. If you don't know, Sam Coonrod is a reliever for the Giants. I think this is his second year. He stood when the majority, if not all, of the other Giants knelt. This was prior to the national anthem, and somehow it's in solidarity or in unity for the Black Lives Matter. Now, is that the movement or the expression? Here's a little bit, Michael Faust from the most resourceful website, ChristianHeadlines.com, writes, Coonrod, who was in his second season with the Giants, was the only player on either team not to kneel. Every manager, coach, and staff member also kneeled, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Coonrod said, I'm a Christian. I just can't get on board with a couple of things that I have read about Black Lives Matter, how they lean toward Marxism, and they've said some negative things about the nuclear family. I just can't get on board with that. I don't think I'm better than anybody. I'm just a Christian. I believe I cannot kneel before anything but God, Jesus Christ. I chose not to kneel. I feel if I did, I'd be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. And then some other things were exchanged. So that's the story. So if you're on Instagram, you can go to my page for my ministry, and you'll see the photo that was taken of Coonrod standing, and there's a red circle around him. The photo that I pulled, I don't remember attribution-wise where I got it, but it's a photo that's been circulated a lot. And I wrote the following. Heroes stand apart. Boys step back. Men step forward. Men, the battle is at hand. Will you take up the call? And then I wrote, by the way, this post is an example of standing up for your faith at a time of cancel culture and what I believe is an undeniable spiritual battle. I did not post it to get into the BLM discussion, but if you really want to go there, dot, dot, dot. So that's what I posted, something simple. And then it got a little interesting. Response after response, the majority about BLM. Others attacking my post as somehow, oh, so he's a hero just for standing. One man in particular talked about, and he got derogatory, even vulgarity, and soft Christian men kind of calling me out. And I'm like, oh, brother. A lot of courageous people on social media. But here's the point. I didn't get one comment about Sam Coonrod. Not one. Which is the visual picture, which is a lot of what the post was about. Heroes. I think this man is a hero. Whether you agree or disagree with his position, it took a certain level of courage to stand up for what he believes in as a man of Christ. The whole idea of boys step back, men step forward, that's an expression from the late Pastor Fred Shuttlesworth, who was in the Martin Luther King Jr. camp, the height of the bombings. He called an assembly to his church, asked men to come only, and he said that expression. He said, look, I understand if you guys want to not meet. We're gonna go down in the bus strike, and we're going to become more proactive. And then he said, boys step back, men step forward, which is a powerful expression. I didn't post that to be insightful or mean-spirited. I just think we're in a battle here. And where are the men? Right? We just talked about John MacArthur for an hour. This man of God is standing firm, saying, no, I will not bow to the whims of the state. I have to answer to God above all. I make this post about one man standing firm, and then I rhetorically made reference to heroes. Heroes stand apart. You can read all the comments for yourself. Our Instagram is KMG Ministries. You'll find it. But here's the reason why I bring it up, and here's an area I'd love to have just a brief discussion about. As I started, do you engage in disagreement on social media? Here's something I discovered over the weekend. I pick and choose. Every once in a while, I'll get into it with somebody. But it came to my attention through someone I hold in high regard, and I'm not screaming conspiracy theory here. There are some entities that are there to engage you in a discussion that their only purpose is to antagonize you. Some are professionals. I had one on my page. And again, there's no real point to be made here other than if you find yourself engaging in some kind of a debate or a back and forth, and you find yourself making your point and you're maybe passionate about it, and then the response is more attacking, not even acknowledging you, and the next thing you know, you're in the back and forth. I think we need to be discerning to a point where sometimes we think, okay, what's really going on here? In other words, do you walk away thinking, well, at least I got my point across? Sometimes we walk away and it's like we got to take a nap because we're exhausted from the back and forth. Or said differently, I watched a powerful video over the weekend. You may have seen this video of this Yugoslavian woman who grew up during the time of the unrest and socialism in her country. She attempts to share some concerns about similarities she sees going on in the United States. But one thing that she said that stood out among many things, she said, if you're accused of being a racist, you don't have to respond to that. You don't have to get defensive or state your case or fall all over yourself just to try to convince somebody, no, I'm not racist, as an example. When sometimes entities are there just to draw your ire up, just to get you wound up. And I saw it yesterday on our Instagram page of the ministry. I see it time and time again in Facebook. Even some of my history friends that, let's just say, I have strong disagreement with. You spend a moment, share some of your truth. They're not interested. We don't have to respond to everybody that disagrees. We don't have to engage with everybody that would say, well, you are fill in the blank. Maybe this is a minor public service announcement, because, again, sometimes pride gets in the way, or you're like, well, it's not just about me and the person I'm engaging with. It's other people that will read my post. True, but where's the real fight here? Because there's a real battle going on, in my estimation, and it's spiritual. When I heard this woman say, you don't have to respond, in the example she was using, to somebody that calls you a racist. You don't have to respond to that. Not that long ago, culturally, look at what we saw. We saw phenomena breaking out. Mass groups of people kneeling, asking for forgiveness. Really? Like somehow that's going to promote healing? I don't think so. But be careful in social media. 888-528-2557. It looks like Jai in San Fernando, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. I just wanted to say thanks for taking my call. And I just wanted to ask you a question. You talked about your post this weekend, and you called him a hero. And I wanted to ask you, at the end of your post, did you also say that black lives do matter? Because
I didn't say that at the end of my post. Did you,
it seems like you were taking a stand with him not saying that black lives do matter.
No, what I said was the reason why I honored him had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It had to do with a man standing up out from scores of other men by which he did not go the way that everybody else did. The first sentence I shared, hero stand apart. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I was going to say, but don't you see how that looks? Is it though you're saying, yeah, don't support Black Lives Matter.
I don't support the organization Black Lives Matter. Why would I support a Marxist organization that wants to tear apart the nuclear family?
I don't think they want to do that.
Look at their website.
No, I don't think they want to tear apart the family.
Read the mission statement of their very website.
Okay.
I'm not making this up. It's on their website.
I think you're taking it in the wrong context. That's what I think you're doing, and you're putting it out there.
Should I go to the website right now and read literally what they say about the nuclear family if you think I'm making this up? Take that away.
Not take it away, but let's look at the cause of Black Lives Matter. Do you agree with that part?
What is the cause of Black Lives Matters that you believe is their cause?
The cause of Black Lives Matter is to understand that our lives do matter, and that a lot of our men are being shot in the streets unnecessarily. A lot of other races, you're able to go home, but a lot of our black men are not able to go home to their families.
Yeah, see, this is interesting.
They're getting shot in the street.
Yeah, see, so if you believe, I'm sorry, go ahead. It's just not a great connection.
So they're saying our lives do matter.
Okay, that is not the mission statement of the organization Black Lives Matter. The expression I wholeheartedly support, who would not support that Black Lives Matter? But not only the initial brainchild of Black Lives Matter are not people you would want to spend any time with. On the very website of Black Lives Matter, their mission statement is clear. It's not completely in accordance with what you're saying it is. I'm not spreading hearsay. I'm not spreading disinformation. anybody, go to the very website and read what they have in print.
So what I'm saying, you're trying to put out there that this is the core of their message, that they want to tear up the family? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. It's on their very website.
Oh, okay.
Have you gone to, just be honest with me, have you read the mission statement on the Black Lives Matter website?
Yeah, I have read the mission statement. I cannot verbatim say what it is, but it did not come across that way.
Any reference to the nuclear family on their website at all?
Any reference to the nuclear family?
Yes.
Yes.
What did it say?
I cannot recall it, but okay. I know that it wasn't what you're saying.
Okay. What about Marxism? Do we just kind of overlook that? Like, okay, we'll just say that's socialism and that's okay for some people. Are you pro-Marxist?
No, I'm not pro-Marxist.
Do you think that Black Lives Matter, any of the founders, any of the overtones of what their site incites and shares has anything to do with Marxism?
Well, I feel like you as a radio personality, I feel like you should also... talk about the part that you do believe in, okay?
So talk about
the part that you do believe in so that we as Black America can listen to you and believe that you feel what we feel.
Okay, first of all, I can't feel what you feel. I'm not Black. Second
well,
of all,
black,
second,
saying,
let me finish. Let me finish.
Do you not feel our pain?
Do I what?
Do you not feel our pain?
Of course I do. It's awful.
Okay, well then,
I feel the pain. I feel the pain of anybody that loses their life. I feel the pain of tens of thousands of babies that are aborted every day, both white and Black babies.
Okay, well, let me hear you speak on that part.
Okay, I will. But it has nothing to do, and I will speak out against the organization Black Lives Matter because it's Marxist, it's anti-family, and has nothing to do with the expression that Black Lives Matter, of course, all Black Lives Matter. Thanks for the call. Look, go to the website. Look at some of the founders. And again, this is interesting. Just take a look again. The post I made was about Sam Coonrod, a man that stood for his faith. And similar to what happened on the Instagram page, this just transpired. It gets into this Black Lives Matter thing. And I wrote, I didn't post it to get into the Black Lives Matter discussion, but if you really want to go there, we will. It's about manhood. It's about leadership. It's about standing for your faith. And to suggest somehow I stand for an organization by which we kind of go, well, we're going to just not really acknowledge some of the deleterious things they post on the site. We're just going to go with the good stuff. And again, hear my words. I don't say this intentionally to be inflammatory, but I think it kind of fits. So Hitler did some good things. He did roadways and did a lot for infrastructure, and so we're not going to look at any of the other bad. Let's just talk about the good stuff he did. The organization Black Lives Matter is Marxist, the organization, not the expression. And I would hope, and maybe we'll get some calls, I would hope that maybe some of you in the Black community say that you do not support the organization for reasons of which you'd like to share. In fact, I say that. Let's talk to John. John in Santa Monica. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, this is Pastor Johnson. Thank you, Frank. I am Black American, born and raised in California. And I just want to say this to the Black community, to the all communities. All lives matter from the womb to the tomb. All lives matter. The situation which you're seeing in the United States right now, yes, Black Lives Matter. Yes, I heard. I heard for those that are being mistreated. I heard whether they're white, black, green, or purple. As a Black American pastor, I have to look through the eyes of the Lord, not through the eyes of man, because many times I can become emotionally caught up in something. The scriptures makes it very clear to get understanding in all you do. We can't always hear what the media say. We can't always go with what people are saying just because they get emotional. Yes, it's wrong what we're seeing. There's misjustice around the world. You know, you want misjustice? What about what took place in the days of Hitler? You know, 6 million Jews. What about their justice? What about the Armenian genocide? I mean, there's misjustice around the world. We're living in a broken world here. But we are a light, and we are a salt. And I'm talking to my people. We have to understand, if you have the Spirit of God in you, you will see that there is deception with the Black Lives Matter organization.
John, I thank you for the call. Sarah in Long Beach. Sarah, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Sarah.
I agree with you. Hello?
I said hi.
Hello? Hi. I agree with you completely. I'm a Black woman, and I absolutely do not agree with their mission statement for the destruction of family, of manhood, of Christianity. They are a Marxist organization. And their mission statement, Black Lives Matter, it's almost like it's secondary to everything else that they have listed on their website.
Sarah, I appreciate the call. Thank you for it. They are very much anti-man as the leader of the home as well. In fact, I'll pull up some of what they say on the very website. And if you want to somehow disagree with that, okay. But again, I think one of the greatest lies is, well, if you don't agree with the organization, then somehow you don't agree with, well, Black Lives Matter. 888-528-2557. On our Instagram page for the ministry, I posted a photo of Sam Coonrod, the Giants pitcher, who stood up before the national anthem, Dodgers-Giants game at Chavez Ravine. And I said, it takes a hero to stand apart, especially for your faith. Some of the things that Coonrod said, I think are applicable, and I think are accurate. When he said, I can't go along with their Marxist philosophy. They are anti-nuclear family. I can't do that. I'm nothing special. I'm just one man that I follow God above all. And that somehow that in and of itself turns into the whole discussion of Black Lives Matter. And does it or does it have anything to do with the organization?
Jesus matters. Jesus matters. Black lives don't matter. Jesus matters. Jesus matters. Jesus matters. Stand up. Take your country back.
Amen.
Take your country back.
Amen.
We're dying left and right. They're going to kill us. Take your country back. Take your country back. Take your country back. Take the USA back. Take it back. Take it back. Take your country back. Trump 2020. We don't care. They don't care about Black people. They want us to die and kill ourselves. That's what they want. That's what they want. In the name of Jesus. That's what they want. That's what they want. They don't care about Black people. They don't care about Black people. They don't care. They don't care. They say Black Lives Matter. Yet they want to defund the police, the same people protecting us. They don't care about Black people. They don't care about us. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care.
This needs to stop. This needs to stop.
Jesus. Jesus.
If you don't know who that is, that's a young Black woman named Bevelyn Beatty. A couple of weeks ago, she took to the streets, Black Lives Matter murals on the streets of New York. And with black paint, she splattered them, got on her knees, and began to rub black over the Black Lives Matter. 888-528-2557. More of this, The Frank Sontag Show, next. Welcome back to The Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. This past weekend, I posted something on my Instagram page from my ministries. I'm getting emails, people saying, I can't find it. You're going to my personal Instagram. The one I posted it on is KMG Ministries. It's a photo of Sam Coonrod, the giant pitcher who stood during before the national anthem and the expression, Black Lives Matter. He basically said, I can't support an organization that first and foremost I stand for Christ. That's only person, entity, God who I kneel for. And I can't support an organization that's Marxist and is against the nuclear family. My expression, my post had to do with heroes and just the idea of standing up for your faith. And it turned into a whole nother conversation. So let's take a few more calls and then we'll move on to our final segment, and there's a doctor in the Dallas area you all need to hear about. Robin in Canoga Park. Robin, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, Robin.
I didn't realize I was going to be on.
Hold on. Why did you call if you didn't want to be on? I can put you back on hold.
No. Okay. Don't misunderstand me. I wanted to be on.
Okay.
Greener led me to believe I wasn't going to be on. I didn't think I was going to be on.
I find that hard to believe, but you are on. So share what you wanted to talk about.
Great. I was listening to the lady who had called before, and you were quoting the Black Lives Matter website where you were saying they reject the nuclear family and that. And I've been on the website a few times, and I thought to myself, did I miss something? And so I actually pulled over while I was driving. And I saw nothing that said they reject the nuclear family. I saw a part where they said they, to quote it specifically, they basically, I can't find it now. It was just here.
I can read it to you if you want. I'm on it right now.
Sure. Listen, go ahead.
We disrupt.
The Western prescribed
nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages. We foster a queer affirming network. They're all about trans. This is against the nuclear family. Disrupt is an interesting word. Also, in terms of Marxism, let me finish. Hold on. Also, in terms of their Marxist leanings, they use the word comrade a couple of times on their very website. You may want to look up the definition of comrade, fellow socialist or communist. And granted, they're not on their site going, hey, read Karl Marx or Frederick Engels or Leon Trotsky. They're not out there flaunting Marxism. But anybody that does a little research, looks at their site, reads their mission statement, it's not hard to figure out what they stand for. Last point, and then you have the forum. If you want to investigate, do a little research on Susan Rosenberg, what happened to her. She ended up in prison for a while. Her ideologies, she was one of the original founding members of Black Lives Matter. She's a white woman. I don't know what to tell you. Whatever you want to share, please share.
Well, you also did not finish that sentence about disrupting the nuclear family. It also says that collectively care for one another, especially our children. I think that's an important part to bring up.
But what is disrupt? What is the word disrupt? Disrupt the nuclear family. What does that mean? Disrupt?
Well, I think if you think back in history, in Black history, in slaves, there's so many families who had to care for one another because families were torn apart. And so that's where, hence, it takes a village. That is
Could they have said that without saying they're going to disrupt the nuclear family? They're very anti-men as leadership, besides, which is easy enough to read and see. So what? We're going to redefine pardon me?
No, I was going to say, I think that's just the opposite because our Black men have been torn from our families from day one.
They've been torn from your family. How have they been torn?
Well, let's go back, you know, for slavery when they were taken away from families and drawn away and sold off. And then, you know, later on, a lot is explained in many documentaries.
I think this is an important point. I have a documentary that sure. maybe you should watch. It's called Uncle Tom. It clearly portrays that the.
I could never watch anything like that.
You don't even know what it is.
Started off with Uncle Tom.
You don't even know. You don't even know what it is. What political party was all pro slavery back in the time you want us to go back to? Was it the Republican Party or the Democrat Party?
I realized it was the Republican.
It wasn't the Republican Party. It's the Democrat Party.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't hear what you said. I know the Republicans were the ones who were more trying to help the slaves.
They were the abolitionists. Yes. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I do understand that, but I'm saying, just as I told your screener, if I watch Fox News all day long, I'd have one opinion. If I watch CNN, I'll have another.
So don't watch either. Don't watch either.
No, but I've listened to you guys since Duffy. I used to listen to Duffy.
Fantastic.
I was here since Duffy.
And the point being?
And the point being is, I think if you try to gather your information from all different sources, not just one-sided, you might be able to be a little bit more expressive, as the lady was hoping that you could. Because I keep hearing you say it doesn't matter, but I need you to, I think she needs you to say some kind of caring part in regards to the Black Lives Matter.
Okay, here's what I'll say, since you brought up Duffy and the history of this radio station. Ultimately, what does the Bible say about the family? If we're going to go there, if you're going to say, well, I listened to this radio station, used to listen to Duffy, this is obviously a Christian station. If we're going to go there, what does the Bible say about the family? Does it say that we're to disrupt the family?
Well, you said...
No, forget what I said. I'm just asking you, with respect, Robin, what does the Bible say about the family? One man...
I don't know verbatim.
One man, one woman.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. Well, right, but it's not horrible to have a village. That's not a bad thing. We've had to do it.
I've never said anything about being horrible. Quite the contrary.
We need like the village part was brought in.
Okay. Well, you did
stopped at a certain point in reciting it.
I stopped at the point where the first sentence says we're here to disrupt the nuclear family. Disrupt is an intentional word. Marxism is not an ideology that I ascribe to, nor would I be a proponent of in any way, shape, or form. We have socialists now that are masking themselves, pun intended, in government entity structures by which they want to push this type of ideology on the people. We've got protests. We've got riots. We've got vandals that want to tear down statues. Seattle and Portland, every night there's riots. And the same mindset, the same entity that formed this organization early on, they're anti-police. They're anti-law enforcement. These are agent provocateurs, my dear friend Robin. And one of the greatest, you want to talk about an area that I grieve for? People like you and me and the previous caller. We need to love each other. And you look at a website like this, you go, well, they're all pro-love. No. There is an intentionality here to form division among people so the ideology can be pushed. Historically, other countries have been under the wrath of Marxism. There's an important video maybe you want to watch on a young Yugoslavian woman that's been through this, says this is all deja vu all over again. But to suggest even somehow I don't support the Black Lives Matter movement nor its mission statement, but of course all Black Lives Matter. Somehow that's controversial. Somehow that's contradictory. Evelyn Beatty is another young woman that can maybe speak much deeper to this issue than me. This is a woman that took to the streets, risked her life, splashed paint all over Black Lives mural. What's her deal? Why is she so wound up? Why does she stand in front of abortion clinics screaming Jesus matters? Maybe where my error is that I don't talk about Jesus first and foremost and what the Bible says. Forget about Fox News. Forget about CNN. Let's go to what the Bible says, specifically on the family. And if you can tell me that a statement that says we are here to disrupt the nuclear family If you're going to tell me that's scriptural and biblical, then I'll say, man, I was way wrong about this organization. But if it doesn't, I'm here to stand against it because it is not the word of God, and that's ultimately where I stand. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to take a few calls and then maybe close on a medical note. If you're just joining us, over the weekend on my Instagram ministry page, KMG Ministries, I posted a photo of Sam Coonrod, the pitcher from the Giants, and I talked about heroes and standing apart. And somehow it digressed into attacks from people that wanted to get into the whole BLM, Black Lives Matter movement. I just had a conversation with Robin. I had made mention on their very site. It says they are there to disrupt the nuclear family. Virtually right after that, it also says to dismantle cisgender privilege. Dismantle. What does that mean? Cisgender privilege. So because I biologically believe I'm a man, or my wife biologically believes she's a woman, we're going to dismantle that. Disrupt, dismantle. This is a Marxist group. We're not even going to get into where the money comes from, where the money's going. People with a modicum of intelligence can figure it out for themselves. And again, live in a day and age, clarification, because I do not support the Black Lives Matter movement, does not mean, of course, I do support all Black lives absolutely matter. Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, thank you for taking my call. We listen to you often and enjoy your broadcast every day. But I am compelled to call in today to let you know the last three callers that was on your show today, they have been very well misinformed. Black Lives Matter is a hoax. If Black Lives Matter really cared about Black lives, why aren't they out here marching against Black-on-Black crime? Now, let me just interject. I am a Black woman, born in Alabama, 73 years old. Black Lives Matter, these protesters don't know anything about racism. They don't know the least about racism. They're trying to tear down our stature, trying to destroy history. You cannot erase history. I don't care how many statues they pull down. If they care so much about Black lives, why don't they do something about the Black babies that are being aborted every day? Over 800 or more being aborted every day. More Black lives have been destroyed through abortion and Black-on-Black crime than any police officer could have done against a Black individual. So they need to stop it, and people need to get informed. The sad part about most Afro-Americans, they do not know their own Black history, and that's a tragedy. Thank you for taking my call.
Now, before you go, I want to ask one question. I don't want to be presumptive, but I'll say it in a statement, and if you want to respond, you can. I imagine as a young woman growing up in Alabama, you know a little bit about racism.
I know a lot about racism, but I can tell you this, Frank. My parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents taught us about our history. It was white people who helped my mother and my father buy over 100 acres of property. My parents had over 11 children, and you know they didn't have money like they would have liked to have had because they wasn't educated no more than the third grade. And they had to do day labor. They worked as maids in the home of white citizens in Alabama. That was very nice to them. And so they tried to paint white people as being a demon or something. They don't know what they're talking about, Frank. I lived it. I know what I'm talking about.
Chris, I thank you for your call. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. I'll close with this. It is a pastor speaking on this very issue. I don't know if it's the first or second clip. I may interrupt the first one if it's not the right one. But listen to this as it applies to what we've been speaking of.
Every culture, every nationality, every ethnicity has a history that they can trace. my ethnicity teaches me about providence. Knowing who I come from, how we got here, and how by God's grace we survived. You learn about the consequences of sin. Important lesson to learn about the multi-generational consequences of sin. And by the way, let me just put a pin here and say this, because I think this is a lesson that we need to learn. And if we're not careful, again, we talk about the tribalism and the way that we're addressing all of these issues. And everybody who's been up here has acknowledged the fact that there are great issues and ills and evils and all of these other things that need to be addressed. But please don't miss this. One of the reasons that we are going through what we're going through right now is because, to quote Malcolm X, yeah, I'm about to quote Malcolm X here in church, America's chickens have come home to roost. There is great sin in our history. Atrocities that have been committed against people in this country. And you don't get to do that and not have consequences later on down the line. Let's not miss that when we talk about this. Let's not let the only thing that we do when we talk to our children about this is say, yeah, these people are using, you know, this language, and they're talking about these issues, and they're making this everything, and that, you know, that may be true, but it's also true that what we're dealing with today is the fruit of horrible sins and atrocities. And you don't have to be a social justice warrior to acknowledge that. Every culture, every nationality, every ethnicity has a history that they can trace. My ethnicity teaches me about providence. Knowing who I come from, how we got here, and how by God's grace we survived, that teaches me about the providence of God. I've been living and serving in Africa for the last 3.5 years, and I've been reminded almost every day, it's amazing that my ancestors were torn away from that continent and experienced the horrors of slavery, and now I was born in the center of the universe, in the greatest nation that has ever existed in the history of the world, and the healthiest, wealthiest, most educated, most prosperous black people on planet Earth are in America.
Pastor Vody Bonkham, if you have any thoughts or comments, you are always welcome to email me at franksontag@kkla.com. This is indeed, this is the Frank Sontag Show.